Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan has been sworn in for a third term. His two decades in power have now been extended by another 5 years. His new cabinet includes a former international banker who will be the new finance minister. Some say his appointment signals a shift away from unconventional economic policies. Osama bin Javed reports from Ankara.
A historic third decade in power. As President Recep Tayyip Erdogan begins his third term as president. The day's events began with the oath of office at the Grand National Assembly, which predates the Republic. Erdogan made it a point to pay his respects to the founder of the Turkish Republic, Mustafa Kemal Atatürk. Some see it as the beginning of a healing process for a politically divided nation.
For the next 5 years, we will continue to work hard to realize our vision of the century of Turkey, to protect the eternal brotherhood of our nation.
Officials from 78 countries, including heads of state and prime ministers, attended the ceremony. Among them, the Secretary General of NATO, where Turkey plays an important role. President Erdogan acknowledged the challenges his government faces.
As we enter the century of Turkey, our goal is to be among the top 10 economies. In order to do this, we will produce value-added goods, become an energy hub, and invite the world's financial parties into Istanbul. We were facing a polarized world following the Ukraine war, and Turkey's mediation solved the ensuing food crisis. Everyone will benefit from this balanced approach, not just Turkey.
The economy remains the hot topic of conversation in Turkey. High inflation, a weak currency, and the highest current account deficit in decades are all mammoth tasks. But after a bitter campaign, Erdogan pushed for unity and healing.
Let's put aside the resentments from the election period. If there is resentment, let's find a way to make peace. Let's all work together for the construction of the century of Turkey.
And to implement that vision, President Erdogan has chosen his most trusted people. Mehmet Şimşek is Treasury and Finance Minister. He's an economist and served as Deputy Prime Minister from 2015 to 2018. Hakan Fidan is Foreign Minister now. He was previously the Turkish Intelligence Chief, and Ali Yerlikaya has been appointed Interior Minister. He was the former Governor of Istanbul. Yaşar Güler is the new Defence Minister. He was the head of the armed forces.
The third decade in power is going to be the biggest test yet for President Recep Tayyip Erdogan. Overcoming internal and external challenges is where himself and his newly appointed cabinet will have to prove their mettle. Sama Mujawid, Al Jazeera, at the Presidential Palace, Ankara.
Well, Ziya Meral is from the European Leadership Network. He explained the background to Erdogan's new cabinet appointments.
Well, I mean, if the role of the central bank and its governor is to return to what it has always been, which is more independent, aside from the government policies, then it would be a really welcome move. And the possible candidate that has been raised publicly at this moment is somebody who's received a PhD from Princeton, but also has an investment background abroad as well in the United States. So these are very positive signals. We will wait to see. Obviously, appointments are one thing. And the other thing is whether President Erdogan is actually going to give them. But what is really interesting about all these appointments is when you take all of them together, from foreign minister to defense minister to even interior minister, these are all the doers that Erdogan can count on to keep everything rather than enter into polemics or cause any political mischief, if you like. I think the message from all of these for the next 10 months, and if not for the next few years, is going to be that Erdogan is focusing on strengthening again his political position, addressing some of the concerns that almost cost him this election, and pursue his vision for this new century of the Republic. And he's giving all these key portfolios to people that he trusts to deliver.